From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Clues Memorial Hall in Indianapolis, Indiana, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Oh, you Hoosiers. Thank you so much. We do have a great show for you today. We got our old friend Alan Alda coming by later in. It's great to make our debut. It's great to make our debut finally here in Indianapolis, especially because this is the first major city that we were able to drive to from Chicago. Now, we still wanted to be safe, so instead of the TSA screenings, before our crew got in the van, we had Carl Castle pat everyone down.
Please, please turn your head and cough.
It worked out fine. Anyway, you pose no threat. You're on the phone. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener, contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sylvia from Buffalo, Wyoming.
Buffalo, Wyoming? I have not heard of Buffalo, Wyoming. Where is that?
Well, we're located in the middle of nowhere, northern Wyoming.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It occurs to me, unlike the other buffalo, more well-known, you might actually have buffalo in Buffalo, Wyoming. Is that the case?
You know what? I think we actually do.
You're not sure? Because they're hard to miss, has been my experience. They're large, shambling beasts.
I know we serve them in town at restaurants.
They eat at your restaurant?
Yeah.
Really? No, they come in? No. Oh, yeah. Buffalo welcomed here, they
buffalo
say.
Buffalo served here.
They have buffalo sections. Well, welcome to the show, Sylvia. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a humorist and author of the new audiobook, It's Just Like I Told You, 25 Years of Comments and Comic Pieces, available at a download near you, Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hello, Sylvia. Yeah.
Next, it's one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Sylvia.
Finally, it's a comedian who'll be performing at the Belly Room at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles on November 3rd. It's Brian Babylon.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Brian.
So, Sylvia, welcome to the show. You'll start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle, as he habitually does. We'll recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you win our prize. Carl's voice on your voicemail. Ready to go?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
All right, then. That's kind of fatalistic. But let's just go. Here we go. Here is your first quote.
I hate drum circles, but I hate corporate greed more.
That was a sign held at one of the many protests that are finally going big time. What protests?
The Wall Street protest?
Yeah, the Occupy Wall Street protest, they're called. They're still going on. It was a momentous week for the protesters. Now, early in the week at Zuccotti Park in New York, the drummers who want to bang on their drums all day were banging on their drums, but the protesters' governing body wanted to get some sleep, so they tried to limit the drummers to 2 hours a day. And the reaction from the drummers was, quote, they're becoming the government, we're trying to protest. The anti-drumming faction then accused the drummers of being in the pocket of Big Bongo. Then the drummers responded by forming their own new protest movement, Occupy, Occupy Wall Street, which was countered by an even newer group, We Are the 99% Who Hate All of That Damned Drumming.
Now, you know, Peter, I went to Zuccotti Park on Sunday.
You did?
Yeah, I had to see it for myself. And it was a few people with good messages sprinkled in, but I couldn't concentrate because, like, Darth Vader was pop-locking, you know, next to him. This guy was in the Darth Vader suit pop-locking. And I'm like, Darth Vader, you're 1%, man.
I was about to say.
You have, like, a union workforce building Death Stars and all that. I mean, it was insane.
But then later in the week, the movement was given a vote of confidence by the Oakland police who raided their encampment. I mean, you do not waste tear gas in some third-rate fly-by-night protest, right? Authorities claim they were concerned about the dangerously unsanitary conditions at the protesters' camp. Oh, that's what it was. We assume they then went and sent a SWAT team to blow up the nearest Taco Bell. I mean, that was their thing. I said, we needed to throw tear gas and flash grenades and violently expel them from the grounds because we were concerned about, you know, their sanitation. How does the police chief of Oakland clean his toilet? Throw a grenade in it and flush?
I see a nice marketing opportunity for Febreze and all this. Yeah, I just see.
Well, you know what's funny? funny that you should mention that, because somebody this week, it's been a big week for Occupy Wall Street, somebody tried to file a trademark on the term Occupy Wall Street so they can sell protester merch.
America, baby.
Yeah. In fact, this is so mainstream. MTV is creating a reality show about the Occupy protesters. They're, you know, they're young, they're cute, they're hooking up, they have a progressive critique of the distribution of wealth. And they can do a crossover episode with the Jersey Shore and address the inequality of silicone distribution on JWoww. Your next quote is an emailed instruction to the campaign staff of a GOP presidential candidate, one who is still, surprisingly, the front runner.
Do not speak to him unless you're spoken to.
Who doesn't want anybody flapping their lips at him?
Oh, boy. Herman Cain?
Yes, Herman Cain, right.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing about presidential candidate Herman Cain. He is still leading the national polls of GOP voters, but he doesn't do any of the things that successful traditional presidential campaigns do, like have a presidential campaign. In addition to refusing to talk to his own staff, they rarely even know where he is. He keeps mangling his own policy statements, if he can figure out what they are, or he mocks the very idea of expertise. Quote, when they ask me who's the president of Ubeki-Beki-Beki-Beki-Stan-Stan, I'm going to say, you know, I don't know, unquote. That statement, by the way, really hurt U.S. relations with Ubeki-Beki-Beki-Beki-Stan-Stan-Stan. They have threatened to cut off their exports of excess syllables.
I think you're missing the point here.
I am?
Well, you said he's not running a presidential campaign, but it's not at all clear he wants to be president. I think he's just having a fabulous time.
Mm-hmm. I just want to see how far this is going to go.
Well, how far can it go?
Well, it can. You never know. You see, if he has no organization,
right.
He has no staff, he has no clear policies. He's trying to co-opt the Occupy Wall Street
right.
momentum. You
exactly.
See.
It's like the great thing about America is anybody can be president. The tragic thing about America, anybody can be president. All right. Here is your last quote.
Are you all right?
Okay. That was Carl's interpretation of the birth of a baby. And this baby, who'll be joining us soon, will have a very important distinction. Do you know what that baby will be, wherever it's born, somewhere in the world?
I sure don't.
No? It's an important distinction in terms of world population.
No.
How about I'll give it to you. Sometime within the next week or so, the 7 billionth person is going to be born on this planet. Nobody knows where, nobody knows exactly when, but we can be sure that that child, whenever he or she is born, will look around at what our planet is like now and immediately try to go back in. 7 billion people, that is too many people. Can we declare the planet at capacity? We must be violating some sort of fire code, right? And this is interesting. For the 6 billionth baby, which was only like 12 years ago, they actually named the baby, so the baby has grown up. I'm number 6 billion. But for the 7 billion baby, they're asking all the countries to nominate their own so they can have various candidates to be the 7 billionth baby. And weirdly, Herman Cain is leading that poll, too.
You know, there's twice as many people in the world as there was when I was born.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what? I've noticed it.
Have you?
Yes, I have. I have. It was a lonelier place as a child.
What do you guys think sparked this? Is it the internet?
What, the population boom?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Harlequin romance?
No, the internet has actually suppressed population because all over the world are people like, come to bed. No, there's another blog I have to check. And so.
Yeah.
I blame reality TV.
How so?
I just blame reality TV on everything.
No, Carl, how did Sylvia do in our quiz?
Sylvia, you had 2 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.